In the U.S. state of Louisiana, there exists a unique multi-ethnic people group known popularly as the Louisiana Creoles. They descend from the inhabitants of colonial Louisiana before it became a part of the United States and currently make up a significant portion of the populations of the greater New Orleans region and Acadiana. After the establishment of the French colony of Louisiana, many European settlers, particularly those of French, German, and Swiss descent, were encouraged by the French government to immigrate to Louisiana as part of efforts to increase the colony's population. During this time, the French government also recruited young French women, known popularly as casket girls or pelican girls, to go to the colony to be wed to colonial soldiers and other male residents of French Louisiana. In addition, French authorities also agreed to free some Parisian prisoners under the condition that they agree to emigrate and settle permanently in colonial Louisiana. As these newly arrived immigrants began increasing in number, the term Creole was used by the French colonial government to refer to the descendants of settlers who were born in the Americas as opposed to continental Europe. Some Native American tribes formed alliances with French Louisiana and provided mutual protection from hostile non-allied tribes and incursions on French and Indian land from enemy European powers. These Native American tribes also participated in the fur trade with the French and bought many European goods such as fabric, alcohol, and firearms. Some Native Americans even intermarried with the colonists and created a large population of mixed ancestry. In the late 1710s, many enslaved peoples of African descent were imported to French Louisiana, primarily with the intention of improving the plantation economy of southern Louisiana. The majority of these slaves were from modern-day Senegal, Mali, and Benin and were members of the Wolof, Bambara, and Yoruba ethnic groups. Even though these newly arrived Africans were of diverse ethnicities, the term Bambara was used to refer to them collectively, regardless of their ethnic origins. During the final stages of the French and Indian War with the New England colonies, French Louisiana was ceded to Spain. The Spanish colonial government encouraged the migration of thousands of French-speaking Acadian refugees from Canada to southern Louisiana. Later on, these Acadian refugees came to be known as the Cajuns. Under Spanish rule, many Spanish-speaking Canary Islanders also migrated from the Spanish-controlled Canary Islands, an archipelago off the coast of northwestern Africa, to Louisiana and were referred to as the Islenos. During the Haitian Revolution, floods of Dominican Creole refugees fled from Saint-Domingue and poured into Louisiana, particularly New Orleans. These refugees were usually either of mixed ancestry or of full French descent and were sometimes accompanied by slaves. Many of the slaves who accompanied these refugees came willingly, as they feared the bloodshed, murder, pillaging, lawlessness, and economic collapse in Saint-Domingue. The Dominican Creoles were usually well educated and contributed greatly to the development of Louisiana. The Dominican Creoles also further reinforced the influence of French culture and language in Louisiana. This intermingling of Europeans, Native Americans, Africans, Acadians, Canary Islanders, and Dominican Creoles, all under the dominance of French cultural influences, led to the formation of the modern Louisiana Creole identity. The term Creole has been historically used to refer to people born in Louisiana or other French colonies in the Americas, regardless of their ethnicity. Today, the term Creole is used to refer to Louisianians of mixed heritage who have significant amounts of African ancestry and have been greatly influenced by the French language, culture, customs, and the Roman Catholic faith. Most Louisiana Creoles now identify as African Americans, but still retain their distinct cultural identity. Some rural Cajuns in southern Louisiana still refer to themselves as Creoles, however, instances such as these are becoming less common in recent times. The Louisiana Creole people have historically spoken Louisiana French, which is a regional dialect of the French language that is still mutually intelligible with mainstream French. Moreover, Louisiana French has incorporated many words of African, Spanish, Native American, and English origins over the centuries in order to accommodate new concepts and expressions. The Louisiana Creole people have also historically spoken Kuriveni, which is a French-based Creole language that is heavily influenced by many African languages, Spanish, and Native American languages. Kurevini initially developed as a pidgin form of communication between newly arrived Africans in colonial Louisiana and French plantation owners, but soon evolved into a distinct language. Kurevini has diverged significantly from standard French and is not considered a dialect of the French language. It is currently spoken by fewer than 10,000 people and is now considered an endangered language. Here is a short sample of Kurevini being casually spoken.
Et mon parle créole, il parle vite. Comme on va dans Houston, il dit, "Mo connais où toi tu from? Tu from Louisiana parce que tu parles créole et puis tu parles vite. Les mon créole parle vite et mo pas connais peut-être même."
The vast majority of Louisiana Creoles adhere to Roman Catholicism, a religion they inherited from colonial French settlers. However, a small minority are active practitioners of Louisiana Voodoo, a religion that arose through a process of syncretism between the traditional religions of West Africa, Roman Catholic Christianity, and Haitian Voodoo. During the 19th century, many Creole women dominated the leadership of voodoo in New Orleans and made a living from selling and administering amulets, charms, talismans, magic potions, and voodoo dolls. One well-known practitioner of Louisiana voodoo was Marie Catherine Laveau, a prominent 19th century herbalist and midwife who was widely referred to as the Queen of Voodoo. The Louisiana Creoles are well known for their unique Creole cooking styles, which blends West African, French, Acadian, Spanish, Caribbean, German, and Native American influences, as well as influences from the general cuisine of the southern United States. One popular example of Creole cuisine is jambalaya, which is a Creole dish that consists mainly of meat, sausages, seafood, and vegetables mixed with rice. The Louisiana Creoles are also well known for zydeco, which is a unique music genre that incorporates elements of blues, rock and roll, soul music, swamp pop, jazz, Creole folk music, and Cajun music. Amede Ardoing, who was a prominent Creole musician known for his high singing voice and mastery over the Cajun accordion, is credited by Louisiana music scholars with laying the groundwork for both Creole and Cajun music in the early 20th century and for writing several songs that are now regarded as zydeco standards.